Testing. 1, 2, three, four.
Three.
5.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to 20 Somethings Podcast. I'm Sarah, and I am in Essex.
Essex, yes.
I was going to say London, but that's not correct.
What city are you in?
Chelmsford. I said it right.
Very good, very good.
You have to come closer to the mic, maybe.
Why?
Or just speak really loudly.
Well, that's going to be some background noise now.
That's okay.
All right.
He's really concerned about the
audio quality. I believe in a high quality production.
I do my best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of a janky setup right now, but
A little bit.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Not really. I'm James. Just a delightful young man from England.
Mm-hmm. How do you know me, James?
Well, how don't I know you? I feel like I know you inside and out.
Yeah. James is a...
Special friend.
We've known each other for like 3 years, and that's really all you guys need to know.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
I'm just visiting him in England. Mm-hmm. And it's been really good fun. It's been a little bit of a shit show. We went to Belfast for a few days and I lost my purse in my favorite bar. It's kind of sad because that bar is a little bit ruined for me now.
I hope not. Like, it was still a good fun time.
Yeah.
It's just that you consumed a few too many whiskey shandies, really.
Yeah.
That's not really the fault of the bar. They fulfilled your request. It's the fault of your little tum-tum.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty sick all night. I definitely drank too much. But you guys all have to go to Belfast if you haven't yet. I've said that 1,000 times. And even James, being the English man he is, he liked it.
It was pretty good for Ireland. Yeah, pretty good.
Oh boy, here we go. I just lost all my...
No, it was very good. Belfast is a very nice place. I would go back.
So I wanted to give you guys an audio treat with this gorgeous accent from this gorgeous man.
Oh God.
So you're welcome. I forced him essentially to do this podcast with me, and I said I'm not leaving until you do it with me. So he's doing it.
Yeah.
And
you say that and it sounds like I'm trying to get rid of you by doing the podcast.
Do you not want me to go?
No, not at all. Oh, I've got a call.
Okay. James is a busy man. He got a work call.
Yeah. Incredibly busy man.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm. So busy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
What?
Nothing. So I'm going to ask James. He wanted to actually take over the podcast, but that's not allowed.
I just think it would be a better show that way. Like,
you can. No offense. No. Okay, I'll get us started since this is your very first podcast ever.
Well, yeah, but I'm just clearly a natural.
Yeah, you are natural, actually. Yeah, I wasn't worried about you at all.
Well, of course.
And then
your friends are going to think I'm a massive cocky prick.
I don't know what they'll think. They'll find it very entertaining.
Yeah, well, that's good then.
I'm going to tell you a series of very Canadian words, and I want you to guess what they mean.
That's quite a good idea. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Okay, you ready? 100%. Do a tang?
Is that like a Dua Lipa lemonade? Is that what it is?
Like a tangy lemonade,
yeah.
Sponsored by Dua Lipa?
Yeah, like with a sweat in it or something.
That's your guess? It's school related.
Do a tang. That's a tricky one because it sounds Australian, really, don't you think?
It sounds a bit
like a boomerang. Is it boomerang related?
No.
I'll go with Dua Lipa lemonade.
Okay, good guess. It's a school binder, basically, that you can... They have little metal things that you put the paper through and then you can close it.
So you mean a binder?
Yeah, but it's called a duotang in Canada.
Why is it called a duotang?
It just is what it is.
Very bizarre. Okay.
Next one. Double-double.
Double-double. That's a... Oh, is that a burger thing? Is that the food thing where you get a double-double?
It's food related, sort of, but
is it like
burgers.
A special meal? Like you order a double double, and then you get like two donuts, two coffees from Tim Hortons.
It is Tim Hortons related. Oh, it's two milk, two sugar, or two cream, two sugar. So you'll go up if it's specifically coffee. So you'll go up and you'll say, "Hey, can I get a double double?" And they automatically know what you mean. You don't have to specify.
I feel like I wasn't too far off with that one.
Yeah, you
were.
I
think I knew that.
Okay,
deep down.
What's a loony?
Oh, that's a coin. That's a coin,
what,
isn't it?
What amount?
Is it a dollar?
Yeah, a dollar.
Yeah, dollar.
A buck.
A buck, yes.
What about a toonie?
That's $2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically Canadian.
What about a toque?
A toque? That's a, I have no idea. A toque.
Guess. You have to guess.
A toque is a $20 note. Or a 20p.
It's a hat. A winter hat.
A hat?
Like a...
See, I always get mixed up because there's a character
like a beanie almost. It's like a beanie. But just like proper winter hat that you'd put over your ears. Nice warm one. A toque.
So there's a character in Lord of the Rings called Peregrine Took. And that's all I can think about, to be honest with you.
So you would say like to your little kid, oh, make sure you put your toque on. Make sure you put your hat on. You're learning so
much. See,
that
sounds like a...
To open this for me.
Oh, gotta open this.
I've lost my notes.
A toque sounds like a
give it back
an all body thing. What's a like a waterproof to me? Like put your toque on. That sounds like a waterproof.
Well, it's not what it is, but okay. What about hydro?
Hydro. That's water.
It's gas, electric, water. It's everything. It's like,
just energy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So you know how most people will say, like, I have to pay the gas and electric in most countries or whatever. Like, what would you say here?
You've got to pay heating bills, yeah.
You would say, like, oh, so hydro's included or hydro's not included. Like, you just, it's just what we say.
Why?
Apparently, we're the only country that says hydro. I don't know why.
Do you have loads of hydro power or what?
I don't know. I guess so. We do have the most fresh water in the world.
Well, that's pretty good. I'll take that.
Snowbird.
Snowbird, well...
It's not an actual
That's
bird.
That's you dressed up in a nice big warm puffer coat.
Well,
snowbird, yeah.
They don't know what you mean when you call me a bird.
Well,
you can explain that.
Sarah's a bird. That's all we need to say, really, isn't it?
It's how British people like talk about a cute girl, I guess.
Yeah. Well, British people, terrible young lads like me. Basically.
Yeah. So that's your guess? Me in a coat?
Yeah, a big puffy one.
A snowbird is an older folk who travels to a warmer climate for the winter. It's like they flee Canada.
That's you. That is you.
Not really. Yeah. I've never got... No, it's like they pretty much all have timeshares in Florida.
Oh, Florida.
It's like a retirement thing because you can't bear the winters once you get older and your bones start getting brittle. So you just fly to Florida.
It's a bit like you. I mean, you know, a bit older.
Yeah.
You
know, uh-huh.
Bit of a cougar.
So that's what a snowbird is, because you fly south for the winter.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a snowbird.
Puck bunny.
Puck bunny.
Puck bunny.
That's a ice hockey player who's good at ice hockey.
Close.
Yeah.
It's a girl who fancies ice hockey players.
Ah.
Like a girl who will go to all the games, go to all the parties. A girl who wants to... It's a girl who, like, notoriously goes for hockey players. Like, she wants...
Like a hockey groupie.
Yeah, a puck bunny.
Do you know any puck bunnies?
I was one, honey.
Were you?
I mean...
I thought you said you didn't like hockey players.
I didn't, but I still wanted to date them.
Mm.
Like, they're gross, but they're still...
Manly.
Like, they're the Canadian equivalent of, like, a football player in the States.
Or a rugby player.
They're, like, the top of the top.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you know how in the States it's, like... Oh, he's captain of the football team.
Yeah.
I feel like in Canada, it's way more impressive to be, like, the captain of the hockey team.
Ooh. I wish that was me.
And they have really good legs and bums because they're in that, like, permanent squat 24/7 when they're skating.
Maybe I should take that out.
Okay, what do you think Molson muscle is?
Molson muscle. Sorry, can you spell Mols for me?
Molson, like Molson. The beer.
I don't know
Molson
that beer.
Canada. It's a really famous beer in Canada.
Well, I don't know that.
Molson.
Molson muscle.
We gotta get James to Canada, guys, to educate him, enlighten him.
Yeah.
Leave a comment below if you want James to come to Canada.
I think Molson muscle is like, it's a bit like beer goggles in that like you have a few beers and then beer goggles is where you find people more attractive. Whilst Molson muscle is you have a few beers and you're stronger. It's like a beer jacket as well. Like, it makes you less cold.
Almost. It's just essentially another word for a beer belly.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Like, you just say, oh, it's my Molson
muscle. That's quite a good
phrase,
actually.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Like, if an old middle-aged man has a big beer belly, he would maybe say it's his Molson muscle.
Well, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big old beer belly.
Yeah, exactly. What's your excuse, though? You're not a middle-aged man.
I drink a lot of Molson.
You didn't even know what it was.
I still drink it.
How do you spell Molson?
Molson.
You had a Canadian beer last night, didn't you? Or was it just the glass? No, it was
just the glass.
Okay, that was really throwing me off.
I don't know why you were so confused by
it. I don't know. I'm still jet-lagged, guys. It's my, like, ninth day here.
You're not even jet-lagged because you're still on Canadian time.
This girl
goes to sleep at English time and then sleeps in until it's around Canadian time. It's quite impressive,
to be honest. I've been lounging. James works every day, and so I don't really know what to do with myself, so I've just been sleeping.
Yeah. Absolute sleep merchant.
Chirping.
Well, there's an English term.
Let me know if you want me
there.
To give you a sentence for context, because I can do that.
There's an English term called chirp sing, which is
chirp sing.
So, say you were in a bar and a guy walks up and was like, "All right, darling, can I get you a drink? You're so gorgeous, you know." Blah 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 blah. He's chirping you, so it's like chatting you up.
Okay. That's not the same.
It's not the same. In Canada, I think it's a term for whining.
Mm.
Quit chirping.
Can I give you a sentence?
I suppose you can.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, I just ran into Becky and she was totally chirping you.
Oh, is it like eyeing you up?
No.
Bitching.
Like talking shit about you or making fun of you or... Chirping, it just means, like, if someone's teasing you, like, stop chirping me. It means, like, stop making fun of me, stop teasing me.
Fair enough.
I've been locked out again.
Oh, you keep doing this. You gotta pay more attention.
But I know the next one.
My friend Georgia. Alright, we'll get back
Hi,
to
Georgia.
That later. I've tricked my friend Georgia into thinking that my other friend has...
Got a girl pregnant,
and then she's now gotten really excited, and then... sort out the number of the friend to congratulate them.
Oh my gosh.
Which I've gladly given to her.
You gave him, oh my god,
I gave her the number.
You're the worst.
And she's now messaging me saying, "I hate you, they are not pregnant, you fool. Oh my god, I feel so dumb." So grand success.
Sorry, Georgia.
Shout out Georgia. Love that. Love you getting scammed.
Shout out G Duploy.
Oh yeah, well, I've got the questions, don't I?
Okay, so Wheeling.
Put that in context.
It's
just that. So yeah. Ladylike, honestly.
It was a small one. It was a little one.
Was it? I'm not sure it was.
We'll have to listen back and see.
Yeah. You're keeping that in, though, by the way. I'm going to reference that burp throughout the podcast.
I feel like, okay, shut up.
Make sure
it's my podcast. I'm talking.
I told you I'm leading it.
Okay. I feel like Wheeling is going to just totally give it away, but.
Okay. Don't.
James and Sarah are totally wheeling.
Totally wheeling. Totally crushing on each other.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Like, maybe a little bit.
Like,
maybe.
Oh my gosh, I wheeled him back in the day.
Wheeled him back in the day. That's a terrible phrase.
It just means like you, it doesn't mean you were dating, but it's like the step before dating. Like you're crushing, you're talking.
Seeing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her done. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I feel like it's just get her done. I don't think that needs an explanation, to be honest.
It's just like, let's just get her done.
Get her done. Yeah, we used to say that in the States.
Oh yeah, James lived in the States for a year, guys. Don't hold that against him.
Yeah, you and your Yankee hatred, honestly.
Townie,
that's someone from town.
Who never really left town, type thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense. So like you.
Yeah, like people call me a townie and it infuriates me. I'm like, I've lived in four different fucking countries, but okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mountie.
That's the horse guy. The weird police officers.
The police on horses.
Yeah, the
in the
weird
mountains.
Do they do it in the mountains?
Well, it's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah.
I know, it's not about the mountains, but they wear the red of, I think it's red.
It's the red of the queen.
Probably.
Because they're royal servants, like the rest of... Our British police, yeah. Not the whole of Canada.
James is a colonizer, guys.
What do you mean? No, I'm not. Don't say that.
What about Bristol Board?
That's a pub in Bristol. I think I've been to it.
It's another educational...
Is it an exam? Thing.
No. A board. It's a board of some sort.
Well, yeah. We have boards. Like...
It's like a big cardboard thing that you would like do a presentation on as a little kid. You'd like plaster things on it.
Oh, and like the fold out board.
Yeah. I don't know what the American phrase would be for it.
Like, it's just like a three thing.
No. Yeah.
Bristol board.
Okay. We're Googling an image.
Sorry. I know this is really good for an audio podcast to look up images, but well, that's a lot less exciting. That's just a board.
I told you.
I was like, picturing when you said Bristol board, it was like the exam board and you have to go in and get interviewed to get into college
like
or something.
Like a board, like a committee.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
No, you're getting too deep with it.
Yeah. You've locked yourself once again.
Okay, last one. Hoser.
Hoser? Oh.
I don't know why I said that so weird.
Hoser.
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 Hoser. Hoser.
Sounds like Hosier.
I know, I think that's why I'm getting confused.
You love a bit of Hosier, don't you?
I do, I really do.
Hoser is...
You can't read them!
I'm not reading
You're cheating.
Them. I'm not, I promise you. A drunkard? A drinker?
Just like an unsophisticated bloke. Just like a loser.
Like me?
Like you bloody hoser. No. They wouldn't say bloody.
You've been in England for way too long.
Guys, my accent has literally been morphed.
Obliterated.
I don't know what's happening. Of course, I've just been... In all fairness, I haven't been around one Canadian person in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
When you hear so much of one accent, it really does mess with your head. I've been speaking in this weird convergence of Canadian and British, and James is really not enjoying it.
It's not very attractive, I'll be honest. I prefer the Canadian accent. Mm. The combo accent.
Yeah.
It's a bit icky.
It happened to me as well when I lived in Belfast. It's just, I'm very easily influenced, I suppose.
Clearly.
I'm embracing the culture, you know?
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Okay, now I have a few specific British questions for you in case any of our listeners want to come to good old England one
Chelmsford,
day.
Yeah.
What would you say is the most beloved British person or celebrity and the least likable British celebrity?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What would you say is the most beloved British person?
The Queen.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. James loves the Queen. Or the least likable British person. And by person, I mean like someone well-known and not like a random guy on the street.
By the way, I don't just love the Queen. She is my moon and stars. That girl means everything to me. And the most hated British person, that's got to be Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Do you know Piers Morgan?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, he sucks. A massive twat who's inflammatory arsehole who likes to stoke political divides, which is not very nice.
My answer, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig is great.
I hate him.
Why?
He's he just irritates every fiber of my being.
Why?
He's so handsome. So annoying. He's so short.
He's not that short.
He's short. Google his height.
Again, this is not good for an audio podcast, but we'll do it anyways. He's like
5'10".
Your height.
Short.
He's like your height.
For a man, that's petite.
Yeah. Don't say that too loud. People are going to be crying.
And most lovable British person? I might have to say, I mean, obviously the Queen. I think people do like Prince William as well.
Not as much as the Queen, though.
But I would say maybe Adele. People really love Adele.
Though my dad is always really harsh about her. Aww. He says she's absolutely lovely, the best beautiful artist, blah, 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 blah. She's so great. And then he also says, she won't last, though. She won't last. I was like, that's a bit severe, isn't it?
She's lasted so far.
I know, but apparently
we'll have to see if Ian's right.
Well, we will. We will. I hope he's wrong.
Okay, next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is a British cuisine or dish that you recommend people try when they come? Something just like very, very nostalgically British.
You know what's awful?
What?
My first decision, well, my first thing that comes to mind is a doner kebab. Which is not English at all.
Yeah, but it kind of is in a way.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than coming out of a nightclub at 3 a.m.
He's saying doner kebab, by the way, guys.
No, I'm saying doner kebab. You need to learn, you know, how to say it properly. Basically, yeah, there's nothing better than coming out of a nightclub at 3 a.m. and going to have a kebab.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's gross, it's disgusting, but it's super good. And English food that's really good.
You guys do love curry here.
I do like curry. Yeah, curry's pretty
banging.
What
about, like, bangers and chips?
No, I'm not a huge fan of bangers and chips.
It's not about you.
It's also not bangers
and... It's not about you.
Well, why are you asking me then?
Like, it's about your country. You're a representation of your country. So it's not your personal taste. It's like if someone comes to... England, and they want to get the full English experience.
And they asked me this question.
Okay.
I'm going to give my choice.
Okay.
I feel like you're not wanting me to answer these questions. I think you want to answer
these
questions.
I always want to talk. Yeah, I don't like giving other people the floor.
Funny that. I hadn't realized. I would say I'd have to go for a curry. Just a chicken korma. It's just banging. I'm more a fan of the cultures that have come to the UK and their food than traditional English food.
I agree with that.
Traditional, yeah.
Quote unquote traditional.
Yeah, not sure about that, but still. Yeah, I'd rather have a kebab or a curry.
Oh, we're supposed to answer these questions also from my Canadian... Like, so who's the most likable Canadian, dislikable Canadian? And I'll answer the food one quickly since we're on that topic.
Most likable...
It's my turn.
Oh my God.
Maple syrup on pancakes and sausage, mm-hmm. I would say. But you have to put the maple syrup on the sausage.
Yeah. I would say Tim Hortons.
Or poutine, obviously.
I would just go Tim Hortons.
Okay, now who do you think is the most likable and unlikable Canadian?
I think the most likable is probably Ryan Reynolds.
Ugh. He's all right.
Well...
I would say, like, Jim Carrey or Mike Myers over
I didn't realize they were Canadian, to be honest.
We have a lot of good Canadians. Mm-hmm. Or Celine Dion or Shania Twain. I'd say Shania Twain, maybe.
Celine Dion's a good one as well, actually.
But she really rubs some people the wrong way, just with her...
She rubs me the right way, so I wouldn't worry about it. I'd maybe go Drake, just because he's hilarious. He's just... He owns his cringe, and it's wonderful.
Least likable, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin's pretty bad.
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is quite hilarious.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Not a fan.
Next question. What is the typical protocol for, like, picking up a woman in England? Like, how is it... Because you lived in...
How do I pull so many birds?
That's the question. I'm just curious if it's different for guys over here, like, the whole pickup culture, than it would be in North America or Canada.
Well, it's definitely different from North America, because I can't really speak for Canadian men, because they all don't like me. But American men are much more forward than English men. So American men will go up to a girl and be like, "Hey, girl, you're super hot right now. Can I, like, totally mac on you right now?" And whilst English guys, it's much more likely to be a more subtle thing. So he might be like, well, it kind of depends. Traditionally, they'd be more subtle and they'd kind of feel it out for a long period of time.
That's annoying.
Whilst also then if you've had a few too many drinks, so I'll just go
to you. You're right.
I'll just go to you. Obviously, to know other girls. I go, "All right, Treacle, how you doing? All right, so, darling?"
Yeah, to me, because you don't call anyone else Treacle.
No,
me
no,
and the Queen, that's it.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not. Absolutely.
James.
What?
So you, what you're saying is you need to have liquid courage to go up to a girl?
Sometimes, yeah.
And would you buy them a drink or no?
I personally do not buy girls drinks that often because...
You're cheap?
I'm not because I'm cheap, because I don't... I usually just would rather talk to them. I just don't really feel the need.
Guys in Canada, I feel like it's way more common for them to buy a girl a drink. And they don't even really always expect something in return. I feel like over here it's a lot. I had a really hard time living in Belfast getting guys to buy me drinks. They were really weird about it.
I mean, yeah, but why were you going out seeking drinks?
Because I didn't want to, look at me.
You should have brought some more money in your wallet.
I did, but I didn't want to spend it.
Fair enough.
It's like basically being a minor form of an escort where, like, you're treating me for my beauty and company.
Yeah.
Even if it's only 5 minutes of your time. I'll give you a laugh. I'll give you an eye twinkle. I'll give you a smile.
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of you being some escort. Seems a bit odd, to be honest. I mean, I guess that's basically what you've been doing is I've... bankrolled you since your purse went missing.
Yeah, James has been my sugar daddy.
Yeah, my sugar baby.
Sugar baby.
But yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I probably bought a girl a drink in the past, but not very often because I just don't really do it.
What about asking for their number?
I ask a girl for a number. Yeah.
Can I tell you what guys might do in Canada? Or is it going to irritate you?
Well, they're just... inferior, but yeah, sure, go.
I feel like they're just way more brazen.
Yeah.
And they'll, if it's like more of a nightclub, they'll literally just come up and grab you and start grinding with you, like not ask permission, not to even talk to you.
There's probably creepy guys who do that here, to be fair.
Or they'll like come up to you at the bar type thing and be like, hey, how are you? Like, can I buy you a drink? Like, it's just immediate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no muss, no fuss. And I did kind of used to like that when I was younger, but now I prefer a little bit more of the buildup.
I was going to say, which do you think is...
I think when I was younger and just drunk and just wanting to make out with people, I didn't really... As long as you were handsome, like, I didn't really care. Because I would never go home with anyone anyway. So I didn't really worry about that. But now that I'm a bit older, I think I prefer a little bit of the cat and mouse game. As long as it's not going on too long. To the point, it's like, just grow a pair and come and talk to me.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. I prefer the North American culture where girls are a bit more... Very forward.
I don't think there's a more forward girl than me, though.
It plays in my favor, I would say.
Yeah. I'm being told by Canadian girls and guys all the time that I'm like insanely forward.
Yeah. Just a little rascal, you are.
I just ask for what I want.
Just a bit of a tart.
A tart? What would you say is the unofficial, official, like, song of England? Like, the song that comes on and everyone loses their fucking mind.
There's so many. There are
okay,
so many.
Okay, well,
I'll
say a few then. Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline is coming home whenever the football's on. All about how England are going to win the World Cup.
Soccer.
Which we will. We will win the World Cup. Jerusalem is a classic.
What the hell is that?
Jerusalem is like a hymn around... a hymn about... Basically, going to Jerusalem is like a Christian hymn.
Oh, I don't.
But whenever we go, when we go to the football, it often comes up.
Sing it.
I can't sing it. It's only in the heat of the moment that the lyrics come to me, and I feel the Lord within me. there's so many. I mean, there's literally hundreds. Like, you could go into any pub any night of the week and put something on the radio and people were like but yeah, I think there's not one official song.
I'm gonna bet £5 that you don't know. Oh, £2, I'm cheap and I lost my wallet.
Yeah, are you betting my pounds?
Yeah. £2 that you don't know this song. This is my answer for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of 69.
Yeah, of course I know that
song. You know
song.
That song?
Of course I know
he
that
was
song.
Born in the same hospital as me.
Really?
He's from Kingston, yeah. Brian Adams.
Yeah, of course I know that
what?
Song. Everyone knows that song.
That song gets Canadians 69. Fucking fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a
good song.
I played my first real six string. Like, people are like...
What kind of uncultured swines do you think we are?
I can't think of it. I'm trying to think of any other ones. I mean, we really like Drake.
One Kiss Is All It Takes by Dua Lipa is a bit of a fan favorite now here.
James is thirsty for Dua Lipa.
Who isn't?
True. I don't know. What's that cell phone bling song by Drake?
Hotline Bling.
Hotline, yeah. Maybe that one. We went pretty crazy for that one.
Yeah, we kind of went a bit crazy for that one too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I think we should go to the next question.
Yeah, I wish Canada had more culture. Well, I'm struggling.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but...
Okay, how would you describe a typical, because I'm bringing it back to the podcast, bringing it full circle, typical 20-somethings lifestyle in England?
For,
you know, your average girl or guy.
Well,
would you say it's a good quality of life? Would you say people
probably
are...
Probably all right. I mean, most...
Probably all right.
Out of my friends at the moment, most people are working from home, usually at their parents' house because they can't afford their own place, or they're renting a flat and watching their money burn.
Yeah.
And then they're working for some job, whatever. And then not really doing too much during the week. Maybe they go to the gym, maybe have a date or two once or twice. And then...
How often do you guys drink?
And then at the weekend... Once you're in like your mid-20s, though, it's probably only like Friday, maybe Saturday at the weekend that I'll drink. Otherwise, the whole of Monday is written off, but yeah, we do drink. We've got a better drinking culture than North America.
For sure.
Well, by better, I mean more horrific on the body.
Yeah.
More violently drunk, essentially. Binge drinking.
My favorite thing about the UK is just how many more pubs and bars there are and how much more willing people are to, like, have fun and get drunk.
Yeah.
I feel like in Canada, oh, I have to drive. Like, I'll have one. Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to drive anywhere in the UK, so you can always just get absolutely pissed and stumble home via the kebab shop.
Via. Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. And then you can take over if you want.
I think you've done well, to be fair.
How big of a crush on me do you have on a scale from 1 to 10?
And you're going to publish this to the world. I'd give it a strong 8 or 9.
That's it?
Maybe what? A 10.
I was positive you'd say 12. I'm really upset.
I can't allow you getting too big for your boots. Nah, it probably is at least...
He's a liar. An 8? You have an 8 crush on a 10? How does that make sense? How does that math work?
You've bested me.
Yeah.
You have. I'll have to re-amend my answer.
Yeah.
Offline.
That was not what I was looking for, guys, so...
Well, what crush have you got on me?
4.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It would have been a 10, but you...
But I didn't say 12.
Dropped 6 points, yeah.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I guess that's the last time we'll ever see each other.
Maybe.
She's had enough of me.
Yeah.
She's done.
I do leave tomorrow morning, and it's going to be a nightmare day. But I will be back. Well, we'll see. James will probably be on the podcast again.
Yeah.
Did you have fun? Did you like it?
Yes, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right, yeah.
You're a natural.
Well, yeah, I assumed.
I knew he would be. That's why I wanted you to do it.
Yeah, it is good fun, actually. Might have to make one of my own and quickly surpass yours. Yeah, with you, yeah.
We could do one together.
Yeah, or I could destroy you with my own podcast.
You probably would.
Well, yeah.
This patriarchal society.
Yeah, blame it on the patriarchy. To be fair, I mean, it is a bit of a nightmare.
Mm.
Well, I hope that the listeners have enjoyed my shoddy accent. However many listeners you have.
I don't have a ton.
Yeah. Well, you've probably got about 600 more now.
Yeah, probably.
What can I say?
If only you could see this guy's handsome face too.
Would probably drop some listeners then. They'd probably drop out after that.
Cool. Well, that was fun. Thank you for doing that with me.
You're very welcome.
And I don't know who my next guest will be. Hopefully Amanda, but that girl is busy, busy, busy.
Better not be another bloke.
Yeah, maybe it'll be another bloke. Let me know, guys. Guys in Kingston, if you want to grab a drink and do the podcast.
Nah.
Let me know.
Fuck off.
Well, he only likes me an 8, so he doesn't really get a say.
No other blokes allowed.
Okay, well, you can follow us on Instagram, even though you won't because you never do, at 20.somethings.podcast or me, just Sarah Birch. What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
Jamie_Crow.
Oh, so you know it.
Yeah, I know.
That's
it.
Crow with an E, like, yeah. Russell. Russell Crowe.
Like Russell.
Yeah.
Spelt like Russell. Doesn't look like Russell, though.
Yeah, much more handsome.
Yeah. And please leave a review. Amanda loves reviews, and she likes to read them out on the podcast. Let me see if we have a new one.
Hello, Amanda.
Aw.
Do you go back?
Okay, so this one says, this podcast just keeps getting better and better. So proud of Sarah and Amanda for being consistent, charismatic, and authentic every week. It's impossible not to fall in love with them. Thank you.
That's quite nice.
That is so
nice. When did I comment that?
You haven't. Well, he's a Spotify. I don't know if you can leave comments on reviews.
You unfortunately cannot. So I just have to...
James doesn't even listen to the podcast, guys.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'll listen to this one.
No, you don't. Oh my God, you narcissist. Well, he's like, do you watch Stranger Things? I'm like, yeah. Like, our second to last episode was on Stranger Things. He's like, oh. So he's not a supportive special friend.
Special friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, leave a review. We've officially run out. That was the last one, so we need more. And share this podcast with a friend. And follow James on Instagram, but don't slide into his DMs or I'll hunt you down.
Yeah, well, my DMs are open.
Okay, bye.
So long.
So long. So polite. Ta-ta. Ta-ta for now. Pip, pip, cheerio.
Farewell.